Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Diva Strategies for Success. This is Robbie Motter, and I am your host. I am so excited because I have a fabulous guest today. Her name is Angela Cavani. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Angela Cavani is the founder, CEO of Havana Book Group, LLC. She is the director of the Global Society for Female Entrepreneurs, GSFE, for the Temecula, California Network, and previously co-director for the Menifee GSFE Network. She has also been the director for the Ventura and Santa Barbara, California networks of the National Association of Female Executives, NAFE. Angela is the number one best-selling author, artist, and illustrator. Some of her published works include Silver Lining Abstracts, a contributing author in Entrepreneurial Women of Faith Anthology. It's All About Showing Up, The Powers in the Asking, Book One, Holiday Express, 100 Most Successful Women from Around the World, and her latest book she published entitled Love Your Haters, How to Harness the Power of Self-Love and Celebrate the Peace Found in Forgiveness. Angela has been recognized with three separate awards by three seated presidents from 2016 to 2022 for her dedication in her community. One of these awards was the Lifetime Achievement Award. Angela has also been awarded by many city and state municipalities, recognizing the effort she has made to help others personally and professionally. Angela has recently been the recipient of the Most Inspirational People in the World from SEMA, which is She Inspires Me Global Awards. She also did recently receive the International Award Beautiful Survivors, Reaching Beyond Boundaries from LONI, Ladies of All Nations International. In December, she had the honor of receiving an honorary humanitarian doctorate degree in London and also an award in Parliament. Her passion is to help everyone, as she knows that everyone has a book in them, and she wants to help them get it on paper and to get it published. Hello, Angela. I'm so happy to have you with us today. How are you?
Hi, Robbie. Thank you so much. I'm honored for the opportunity to be a part of your show today.
I want to know, how did you get into the publishing business?
I had just published my adult coloring book, Silver Lining Abstracts, and I was in the process of publishing my second, and the company was doing a big project with Maria Shriver, and they said we wanted to put the other publications on hold. So I dived into the research of, you know, what it was going to take to self-publish and what were the benefits of traditional publishing. And I looked at, you know, the whole industry to find out how I could get my second book published. And after a couple of years of, you know, research and development and getting the right connections and finding the right distributors, I just decided that I was going to embark on opening my own company. And then with the network of women that I know, I told the idea to quite a few women. And within 1 week's time, 16 women came to me and said, if you're going to publish your book, will you publish mine? So I decided that that was my calling, and I went and got my LLC opened, and, you know, the rest is history at this point. It's been
That's
a wonderful
great.
Journey so far.
Well, part of that, you were an illustrator, so tell me about your illustrator career and the abstract book you did before. I remember seeing it. It was really beautiful. Not everybody could do something like that.
Well, as a child, I really gravitated towards art as therapy for myself, and I had quite a big collection of abstract art that I had done over the last 15, 17 years. And at one point I decided I wanted to have it published, but I wanted to include some affirmations and, you know, positive thoughts and some background history of, you know, what I was going through at the times I made those pictures. And when I got the collection together, I realized that if I put it out there for other people, it was therapy for me, but it would be therapy for them. So it really was, you know, having two birds with one stone.
Yeah, it's interesting. Besides publishing books, you've been in some books. So tell me some of the books that you've been a contributing author in.
The first book that I was a contributing author was from a publisher, Deborah Thorne. It was The Entrepreneurial Woman of Faith. That was a wonderful collection, and I'm grateful to be a part of that as well. Faith is so important for all of us to have. Without faith, we have no hope. So that was the first that I was a contributing author to. Since then, I've been in quite a few. The 100 Most Successful Women Around the Globe was a wonderful venture with Maria Davila. And Love Your Haters was a wonderful compilation. There's so much peace, sound, and forgiveness, and I think that there's just so many people that don't experience that peace because they don't know how to forgive others. So through that book, it's given us the opportunity to have 25 other authors that basically just share how to forgive with many different walks of faith and religions and spirituality. There's so many ways that you can release the pain of that unforgiveness. And the other attribute of that book is learning self-love. And I think as a woman, so many of us are nurturers and mothers and wives, and you know, we love to be of service. But I think at some point through our journeys, we realize that we need to love ourselves more as well, and that self-care and self-love is very important. So to share what that looks like and how to achieve that. So I think that's really one thing that's very important that we all need to learn. It's not selfish to love yourself and put yourself first. You can't give from an empty cup.
I agree. I understand you received your honorary humanitarian doctorate degree in London. What was that like for you?
That was an amazing experience. I never traveled outside of the U.S. That was a dream come true for me. Yet alone being honored with humanitarian doctorate, it was never something I imagined would happen. This journey's just been so amazing. This journey of life the last few years for me, I'm looking forward to what's next. That experience for me with the hundreds of people attendance was just magnificent. Beautiful memories made, and the best part of that was all the dynamic people that I met out there, the friends I'll have for a very long time.
Also, while you were there, you got to go to Parliament and get an award. What was that like? Not everybody, even people that live in London, get to go to Parliament and get an award.
You know, that was such an honor. I really look back on that, and I can't believe that happened. To be able to be there, to speak, to meet the people there, to be part of that event was so unexpected and so wonderful. I mean, I just can't, I don't even know what to say about it, honestly. I know it's such a rare opportunity, and I've just been so blessed and so blessed to be a part of that event as well.
Well, you certainly deserved it. Since being a publisher, you
Thank
have published
you.
Many books. Tell me about those books, and you're currently working on some books, so tell us about those books as well.
Yeah, I've published quite a few anthologies, published quite a few books at this point. I think at the end of March, collectively, I'll have over 500 people that have become published authors. I know when I published my book and I had the box of books come, opening that box and seeing your product, is such a wonderful experience, and to know that I'm helping other people have that joy and have those doors opened, you know, really is my passion. Currently, I'm working on a wonderful collective book that's going to be an ongoing process with volumes called The Expert World Leaders. We're recognizing and highlighting people from all around the world for all the things that they're a part of, their organizations that they're a part of, that they've opened. So many world leaders that really have come from a place of their heart to help humanity. This right now, we have two volumes, volume one and volume two. There's 122 authors within those two books. I thought it's a great opportunity to really enhance letting people know these organizations are open, they need help, they're doing wonderful things, and nobody knows what is going on unless they're aware of it. So it's going to be two volumes every year, and I just encourage people to check them out and see how amazing these individuals are. I'm going to be publishing here on March 8th, International Women's Day, the second volume of It's All About Showing Up and the Powers in the Asking. Our first volume was so successful. There was so many people that said, I really want to be a part of that book. I wish I would have been to do volume two. Super exciting. The first volume had 46 authors. The second has 64. Amazing stories. Filled with so much diversity, because those mantras are so important. You never know what is going to transpire from showing up somewhere you never thought you were going to show up to, or asking for something you never thought you were going to get. One of the highlights of that book is one of our authors was actually in debt for some student debt, and $90,000. She was able to ask and find out of a program that she got all that dissolved. I mean, that's huge. You don't ask, you don't get, and a lot of us are afraid to ask. So I think that these stories encourage other people to realize that showing up and asking is so important, more than anything. And above that ask, it's believing it's going to happen. So there's a lot more, you know, to it. And these stories are wonderful. I really love to be able to highlight people's stories and highlight their lives and highlight their character. It's given me a great platform to be in a position to help other people and help themselves.
So some of the books were collaborations. How does a collaboration book work?
So for the anthologies, it's a common theme, or it's a common theory or subject matter. This last one, it's all about showing up and the powers in the asking. We asked the women to send in a chapter, write about a time in your life that you have this experience. And so there's so many different stories, but all along the same guidelines.
Great. I like a collaboration because there's, like you said, there's different stories in you. And I know that with book one, there were a lot of letters that came in where people said those stories changed their lives because they thought that they were the only one out there going through whatever they were going through. Have you found that true? I'm sure with that book, Love Your Haters, you had a lot of that same thing. And I weren't some of the women that wrote in that book, that was the first time in it, and first time they ever shared those stories, which was very hard for them as well, right?
You know, Love Your Haters really brought a lot of pain up for a lot of the authors, but a lot of healing. I think that was something that none of us expected to have to go through that journey. But, you know, at the end, there was light at the end of the tunnel. And so much healing happened before the book was even published because, yes, people were able to identify with one another and say, hey, I wasn't alone in my experience. And, you know, a lot of healing's happened since the book came out. And I have gotten quite a few reviews saying that book actually has saved people's lives. And, you know, for me, I realized through the process of that that book coming together, there are so many people that spend so many years of their life being angry and harboring negative emotions, you know, because they were hurt. They you know, had issues and things that happened to them in their life that wasn't fair. Or they were in situations that they thought they should stay in because it was better, you know, for the greater good. But, you know, forgiveness is one of those things that once you can release it, it no longer has that effect on you. And so even down to, you know, your blood pressure or certain health things that are caused by anxiety and harboring all those negative emotions. So that was probably the most beautiful thing that transpired with that book, was to see just the women that wrote in the book have healing within their own lives, yet alone to know that it's going to be continuous with everybody who's reading the book, to help them experience that peace and to not have to harbor all those feelings and emotions for many, many years to come. You know, that is one of the best benefits so far.
I noticed, too, that some of them that had never written before, after they did that, their chapter in that book, they're now working on their own book.
Oh, absolutely. And that's another byproduct of being a contributing author is when you think about writing your book, because everybody has a story and everybody has a book in them, the task of writing a book seems horrendous and, you know, such a big mountain to climb. And when you put a little chapter in, 2,500 words or 3,000 words, you realize when you sit down that it's not as hard as you thought it was. And it really does breed more creativity. And you start to get the confidence and realize that you can take that task on, you know, one chapter at a time. And that is something as well that I've noticed that I love about the anthologies is when people pick up a big book, it's overwhelming to read. And each one of these anthologies, it's like having several mini stories within one book. And I think that's why they're so popular.
Yeah, I've been in 40 books, I think, already as in chapters.
Wow.
And I finally did my own book, but I decided for me, the anthology is, if they don't like my story, they're going to like somebody else's story, and the book's going to reach much more people to change their lives. And, you know, I think that's what's important.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
When you're doing helping someone or somebody comes to you, what is the process you go through when doing a book? Because you don't only do the publish, you're able to create the cover, you're able to do editing. So what is the process you go through?
I like to just see where everybody's at with their book. Is it just an idea they have, or have they started it? Are they absolutely finished, but they need direction? I like to just make sure that it's also in alignment with the books I want to publish. I personally have chosen to only publish books that are positive, inspiring, educational, or children's books, just because I want to be in alignment with my purpose, positivity, and education. So I want to make sure, first of all, that, you know, that's, and also, you know, I want to share autobiographies for the legacy of others. But I want to make sure that it's in alignment with what I want to publish, first off. And secondly, you know, I have quite a few friends that are publishers that I can still have people be able to have their dream happen just with a different company. As far as how the process works, I want to make sure that I can help you in any way and meet you where you're at. So a lot of times people come to me and they say, I want to write a book and I don't know where to start. So I just sit down and I tell them, well, why don't you just think about the title? Think of several titles for your book. And what I found is that ends up most of the time being bullet points for chapter outlines, because you can always elaborate once you have your key main ideas. I've also started speaking at functions with the 8 helpful tips to writing a successful book. It's an hour. But by the time you are finished with listening to my talk, you'll have a very good idea where to get started, how the process works, and be confident enough to start your book.
So what, and once you get the book too, you have it, you can create, help them create the cover. You can also get it edited and all that, right?
I have a fully functioning staff now. Very happy to have the team that I have together. Also a production company that can do the audio, and we are really sitting in some wonderful opportunities here to be helpful to anyone who's interested in getting a successful book published.
So as you're looking back on, since you started your publishing career, what has been the most, I would say the most exciting thing that you have felt doing it?
You know, honestly, to see the doors that have opened for my authors has been the most rewarding. I've just seen so much growth in some of their lives and so much elevation in their lives professionally and personally that's what makes me happy. I had a dream of being a published author for many years, and I just couldn't see myself wanting to spend as much money as it costed to get my books published. So I just started writing them. And I realized that you're in yourself. And that was something that I think a lot of people realize, that it is part of self-love.
That's true.
Your story
so
is
tell
important.
Us how,
you live it.
Well, that's true. Let us tell people how they can reach you. If you have a website, give them your website as well.
So my website is HavanaBookGroup.com. You can go on there and email me, send me a message. It'll come straight to me, and I'll be in contact with you.
So what else would you like to share with? We have about 7 minutes left.
Well, I just want to say that if you're really, truly interested in getting your book out there, don't have self-doubt that your content isn't important or isn't original, because you're the only one who can write your book in the perspective that you have. I think for me, when I'm going to purchase a book, the cover is important to me. It's the first thing that draws my attention to it. But as I start skimming through the pages, there's a certain connection that you have with certain authors, and that's why you start going through certain pages. You know, I like the way that this author writes. I could see myself really enjoying this book. You don't know how you're going to impact other people's lives by putting your story out there and how it's going to be interpreted. So you got to do it anyways. Self-talk is very important, and making sure that you don't doubt your abilities is important as well. You've got to believe that what you have to say is important. People need to hear what you have to say.
So, Angela, how do you get I love the covers you've done for me. And for me, when I have a cover, then that helps me write. You know, that's kind of the start for me. But how do you get the ideas for covers that you developed?
Well, I like to think about what the content is for the book. I really have always gravitated towards graphic design. I really just take in account what I think will look good, how I would design it myself. Then I share it with the authors, but I ask them for their input. You know, I want to know, do you want certain color? Do you have something else in mind, a different aspect that you want me to capture, your vision? I want to have my vision and your vision together, and then keep at the drawing board until the author's happy. Because once you get the cover, it really becomes tangible in your mind's eye. That is usually where I like to start when I take on an author, is asking them, do you have a cover? Do you need it enhanced? Do you want me to design an original cover? And then once you've got that cover, it's such an inspiration for you to continue your writing. So it is important. Cover sell books, you know, and covers help journey of writing your book so that it keeps you motivated.
Isn't it also true that one doesn't have to have a big book? They can write small books. I mean, what is the smallest number of pages of a book that you've published?
I think my smallest book is 86 pages. It's actually titled Achieve. And I do think that a lot of people have short attention spans and they do like smaller books. I know Deborah Thorne has her niche of having handbag books because there are people who want to have a smaller book and feel that sense of accomplishment but feel like they've read something that has enhanced their lives, but they didn't have to sit down for a long period of time to read it. So there's definitely a market for that. And I say to people when they ask me, how big does a book have to be? It has to be as big as, because once you start writing, you'll know when you're done. You know, it's a feeling that happens where you just realize it's good. It's exactly what I want it to be. And that's how you know it, you're finished with your book. So it's okay if it's
Our volume two of It's All About Showing Up with 67 Authors is going to be a pretty big book.
It is going to be a big one. But it's a great book. You know, I've had the opportunity to sit down and proofread it in the last week, and I'm really glad that I did because, you know, my job is to represent the authors and due diligence and make sure that, you know, the book is a quality product. And so I like to proofread all the books after they come back to me from editing. And, you know, so many times they say more eyes are better. I was listening to a Jack Canfield conference years before I started this, and he was saying he has 9 editors go through his books because the 9th person always catches something, and there's no perfect book. So, you know, I do my best to make sure that there's not typos, there's not, you know, things that I don't want to see putting out a quality product. But, you know, I also get the advantage of being able to read everyone's stories and it enriches my life. I learn something from everybody that has ever written anything that I've been a part of with these books. And it also allows me to really get to know the personalities and see all the resilience and see the great characteristics of my authors. So it's a joy for me.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And you do a fabulous job. And I am so excited that we're going to be able to launch Volume 2 on International Women's Day because it's just going to be great. Well, we're down to 90 seconds, and I wanted to let everybody know we've been talking with Angela Cavani, the founder and CEO of Havana Book Group, LLC. You can go on her website, Havana Book Group, and you can email her there. If you remember, she said everybody's got a book in her, and she certainly is the person that can help you get that book out. So contact her, have a conversation, and start from there. Angela, thank you so much. We're down to 50 seconds for being a guest on my show. I absolutely love the conversation, and we will have it up on Facebook where everybody can listen to it at their convenience. Everybody, look for her books at the bookstore. They're all fabulous with fabulous authors, and she does a lot of hard work with her staff to make the books really look and shine. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope that you will tune in next Monday at 10 a.m. for another Diva Strategies for Success.